WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Paul Simon's album Graceland introduced the world to the singing of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. This a cappella group was already well known in their native South Africa. They sing both traditional Zulu music and original compositions. My guest, Joseph Shabalala, is the leader of the group. If you've ever seen them, he's the one wearing the microphone headset. When he was in his teens, Shabalala left his rural village to find work in the nearby city of Durban. It was there that he started singing in vocal groups with other men who had also left their homes to work in the mines and factories. Shabalala's groups used to perform in local music competitions and always win. They were eventually asked to retire from competition and give another group a chance. That's when they turned professional. Ladysmith Black Mambazo is on tour and performs tonight at International House in Philadelphia. Let's hear something from their latest album, Two Worlds, One Heart. Joseph Shabalala, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much.
You've traveled such a big distance in your life in terms of meeting different cultures and becoming known around the world. I'm interested in where you started, like where you lived when you were growing up, what kind of life you had, what kind of work.
Oh my God, when you take my mind back like that, I was just on a farm sitting in that hut and then around that fire, sitting on my mat, sitting down on the floor, wearing that called beshu, the tradition skin. I was a head boy.
You were?
Head boy, looking after cattle, looking after goats and sheep. Nobody knows that. It's unbelievable to see myself around, including Russia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia. Even my people, even my mother, sometimes she used to cry and said, now you follow your name, because my father gave me a very good name called Peggy Zizwe, which means save the nation. And my mother used to say, now you follow your name. It is something good. It's unbelievable.
When you were herding sheep, was it?
Yes, sheep, goats, and cattle.
Did you sing a lot then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's where I feel that I have music, because at a time I just compose new song and sing. Even my guys, the guys who were working together with them, they used to say, you have new things all the time. You sing new song. I said, no, it just comes itself spontaneously.
Would it be imposing to ask you to maybe sing the kind of song you'd sing back then when you were young?
Let me squeeze my mind back. I remember the song I used to sing for my cousin. Oh, my God. Oh, that song just... Oh, right. And the song says... Wakhitha umuzi ukhathazile ngokwaliwa indoda ngobulihatha. Wachitha umuzi ukhathazela ngokwaliwa indoda ngobulihatha. It means, khathazile is the name of the girl. I said that lady was so bad to reject a right man. She was so bad, she rejected a right man. And there was another song I used to just to criticize my cousin. Wachobozela, wachobozela wa pika pansi, njengomakoti, umakoti lo wayebona abantu bemzini. Wachobozela, wapika pansi. That is Zulu dance. I was criticizing my cousin because he was afraid of girls. I said, all the time when you see girls, you just look down like a bride. What's wrong with you? Yeah, he liked that song, but he said, oh yeah, you criticize me, but he liked the harmony.
I want to play something that one of your groups recorded in 1967.
Ooh.
And this is Umama Lo. Now, is this recording from one of the groups that you used to sing with at the contest?
No, that was the latest group, which I think it must be 1969, early 1969.
Oh, okay.
I remember that I just applied to radio with my first group, but we didn't go there and record until the group split, and then we record with the third group.
Okay.
Umama Lo.
What does Umama Lo mean?
Which means, this is my mother.
Let's hear it.
Umama Lo Lo Angkomela Duz Obege Singaliwa
Umama Lo Ngange Ngange Ngalang Umama Lo Ngange Ngalang Amena Wamsha Umama Lo Ngange Ngange Ngalang Umama Lo Ngange Ngalang Amena Wamsha Umama Lo Umama Angkomela Duz Internet Sengyalewa ngizamduma zawendele nzansi batenjini Umama lo ngange ngalanga Umama lo ngange ngalanga mina wamshe Umama lo ngange ngalanga Umama lo
Joseph Shabalala is my guest, the founder of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Joseph, when you listen back to that recording from the late 1960s, does it sound very different to you than what you're doing now?
It sounds like my voice was sharp at that time, but now I'm singing every day, and then my voice, I don't know, it's a little bit getting tired. Because now it sounds like very sharp. Yes.
You're known around the world now, and that recognition came at the beginning as a result of the album that you recorded with Paul Simon, the Graceland record. How did he find you?
In fact, Paul Simon, before he left America, he heard about Black Mambazo.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he arrived in Johannesburg, he just named my name. He said, I want to see Joseph Shabalala, the leader of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I know a little bit about Paul Simon, especially the show which they did in Central Park with Garfunkel.
All right.
That one was popular even in South Africa, talking about 500,000 people who was in there. Some other press says million of people who was in Central Park. And then I used to listen his record from my neighbor called Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then when I went to him, that was my first time to see him. And then he said to me, Joseph, I like to work together with the group. And I asked him what kind of working. I'm talking about music. I said, oh, if you talk about music to me, that's my life. It's okay, let's do it. But that day I was very hurry because we have a show. And then we talk with him not more than 5 minutes. And then I rushed to the show. When I came to my group, I told my group that, guys, I was looking Paul Simon straight to his eyes, and I discovered that man is sent by God to open the gates. I think now this is the time to spread our culture and its tradition. Even themselves, they believe what I say. It takes about, that was February, October, and then October we got a telex from Paul Simon. He wrote that telex from New York. And he said, Black Mambazo, let us come together and practice and record together in London. He sent them. He was singing alone. And he was playing, an, I think it's an organ. Homeless, homeless, we moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. And he was imitating my brother. Grr, grr, she, grr. And we just laughed. And then he welcomed me to compose, put Zulu English. And then I composed the song. From the beginning, I begin in Zulu. Emaweni, we baba, slale maweni. Baba, sisize, siyahlupheka, we abanda, which means, Father, we sleep in the cliff. It is very cold in the cliff. Almighty, help us. And then I continue in English. Strong wind destroyed our homes. We come together in London. We practice only one day and then we record. That was wonderful working with a musician. Paul Simon is a musician, pure musician. Sing.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless,
we are
homeless, the moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
We are
homeless,
homeless,
homeless, the moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Homeless from Paul Simon's Graceland album, featuring Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the South African vocal group that was founded by my guest, Joseph Shabalala. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Joseph Shabalala, founder of the South African vocal group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. What were your first impressions the first time you started singing in the United States with Paul Simon? And you're singing in a really different kind of context than you were used to. I don't even know if you had performed with white people in the audience before, had you?
Exactly. That was my first time singing for the large audience, those multitude of people in Holland, in that arena for 2 days. That was February. That was something new in my mind, even to sing for only white people. It was amazing when Paul Simon introduced Black Mambazo, and then they welcome us with their warm hands. At the middle of the song, when we were singing the song Nomatemba, which means hope, when we sang that song, at the middle of the song, the people were screaming and clapping hands. They encourage us. And then we discover that, oh, the music is universal language. It knows no boundaries. People have the, what I call, the blood. They caught this, what I call the melody, the harmony. And then we feel at home.
Let me play an example of the kind of singing that you're doing now. This is from your recent record. And this track that we're going to hear was produced by George Clinton, the funk star. And yeah. I think it's kind of interesting that a group like yours, which is much more rooted in South African tradition, should have teamed up with one of the fathers of funk, George Clinton. Why did you two come together?
In fact, I'm a person who like many different things, but I love the way George Clinton put together his music and those noise. And I said, these guys like Black Mambazo when they put their noise in the middle of the song. I said, no, we must come together and work together. And I first listened to his show in Los Angeles. And then after that, I talked to my manager and then we come together and
Do you have very different styles of working?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. We just put Zulu in that funk. Funk and Zulu.
Well, let's hear how it sounds. This is from the Ladysmith Black Mambazo record, Two Worlds, One Heart. This is the piece, Scatter the Fire. This Ladysmith Black Mambazo and a track produced by funkster George Clinton. And listen, I should point out here that not only is it unusual for you to be doing this kind of rap funk kind of track, but you're an a cappella group. You're not even that used to recording with music, right?
Exactly, but there is many instruments at home, those who are just imitate that Zulu beat in their instrument, which is called umbaqanga. And then we have something like instrument at home. I loved when George Clinton's son says, check this out, man.
And you say it too after him.
Yes, I say, you check this out.
So how do you like rap? I mean,
I like it very much. In fact, I like all beautiful music. But my favorite is gospel.
And on this record too, you sing something with the Winans, the American gospel group.
Oh, yes.
The American gospel group. Well, did you hear gospel music growing up? What kind of music did you sing in church?
No. When I grew up on the farm, I don't know nothing about church. Yeah.
I know it's not presumptuous of me to be talking about church, but I know you're a minister now, which is why I'm thinking of church.
Yes, I repent, in fact. That was 1975, there was a dream came to me and said to me, I must stay away from food, fast for 4 days, don't eat. By doing that, I will defeat my enemy. I did that. I don't know who's my enemy.
I was going to ask you. You don't know either.
I don't know who's my enemy. I did that. I stay away from food for 4 days. I didn't pray because I don't know nothing about praying. And then after that, two guys in the group were getting sick. I take them to the doctors, and then the doctors failed to heal them. And then there was a guy, a person from church. I don't know where does it come from, but he told me late that he came from church. He came to my house and prayed for those who were sick. And then they get healed. And I said, God is wonderful. Let me join the church and worship God. And then I dedicate myself to God. It was 1976 January, because that was just a calling in 1977, 1975 October. And I dedicate myself in 1976.
See,
and I was baptized.
So you're a minister. Do you have a congregation?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes, I have a congregation.
That you lead? You lead a congregation?
Yes, I lead a congregation in my, what I call, in Claremont, the township called Claremont.
How often are you there?
Oh, I have, but there are many, what I call, pastors under me who are still on the, what you call, in church.
Right.
I'm still preaching even around. I'm still preaching with my music.
I've always heard about you that you're not very political. Is that true?
Oh, yes, I'm not political. I'm a Christian man. Although I point some other things, which is, I just point good and bad things, especially how to be good to God, how to praise God, how to respect, how to forgive each other, which I think it covers everything, like pointing those people who are homeless. It came to be homeless people, and it came to even those people who were, but they are homeless because of we are just visiting here in this world. Our home is in heaven. We are going to sing before God. We just remind the people their way.
I'm sure that the success you've had internationally has changed your life very much. Where do you live now when you're in South Africa, and how often are you at home?
Yes, I'm at home, but not on the farm. But my mother is still on the farm, and then I just built a very nice house for her, and I have a very nice house in Durban at that place called Claremont.
Should I ask you what Shabalala means?
Shabalala, it means when I'm with you here now, and then I just disappear. Where's Shabalala? Where's him? Where's him? It means Shabalala. He just disappeared.
Did someone, who gave you the name?
Oh, that is the, I don't know where that name come from. I don't know where does it come from. Yeah, it's a long time, maybe 100 years. In short. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
Joseph Shabalala leads the South African vocal group Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.